Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm delighted that you are joining me today. I was inspired this morning to talk about a subject, actually about politics, believe it or not, but how it relates to business. I was driving home, on my way home from a water aerobics class. I do water aerobics twice a week. And I was listening to NPR, National Public Radio, to Morning Edition. And they were talking about, there's been some studies done. I think he mentioned a professor at the University of Florida, and I forget what other university, but looking at how, basically, it was talking about how politicians, in order to be able to persuade people from, you know, in order to be able to persuade folks to vote for them, how Republicans and Democrats or liberals and conservatives, how they need to be able to appeal to the mindset of those people. So, for instance, let me give you an example. So they were talking that Republicans usually respond more to patriotism and, you know, that's what's important to them. And if they, but whereas the other hand, Democrats concentrate more on fairness. So if a Republican wants to win over a Democrat in order to get them to vote for them, they have to frame their arguments about a certain subject in terms of fairness, as opposed to dealing with patriotism, because that's not what a Democrat is going to respond to. Whereas if you want to just appeal to your base, then definitely you're going to go ahead and talk about things dealing with patriotism. And it just got me to thinking that this is basically what people do in business, or salespeople certainly, because, well, actually really in business, if you're writing content for your website in particular, let's say, and you want to attract a certain customer, you want to frame the conversation in language that they are familiar with, not necessarily in language that you are familiar with. You have to be able to appeal to what their particular wants and needs are, not necessarily your own. Because if you want to be able to persuade them to buy from you, you have to give them arguments and language that speaks to them, speaks to their particular wants and needs. And this goes with social media marketing as well. I recently interviewed Janet Fouts, who's a social media consultant, and we were talking about this, that again, you need to be mindful when you're dealing with social media marketing. And that's what we mean, is that you need to put yourself in the mindset of your followers, and you want to speak to them in a way that is going to appeal to them and that reflects their values, their interests, their needs and wants, because that's really the only way that you're going to be able to engage them and then ultimately be able to sell to them. So that's why you're in business. That's the goal. That's what you have to be able to do. So I just wanted to do a quick little podcast today to just kind of remind you, you know, in case, because I know sometimes we forget and we kind of get caught up into, you know, we know what our product is, or we know what our service is, and we know the benefits of it, and we know why we would want to buy it, maybe. But if you want to be able to grow that business and grow and be able to sell more of those products and services, you really do need to speak to your prospects, speak to your customers in a way that is going to reflect them, reflect their needs, reflect their wants, because that's how you're going to be able to win them over ultimately. So just wanted to share that with you this morning. And so I hope that you got some value out of that. I encourage you, as always, to subscribe to Right Sell Succeed on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, so that way you will never miss another episode. And if you could leave us a review on either of those platforms as well, that would be fantastic. And I also would encourage you to connect with me on social media. If you have any ideas for things that I could be talking about and focusing on this podcast, I would love to hear from you. So You can reach me at Gloria Rand is my username on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook as well. And use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed if you would, because that way I know that you are one of the podcast listeners. So we're growing the podcast every day. It's wonderful. I love speaking to people, and I love getting to see the reach that we have around the world. It's just fantastic. So again, I just want to thank you as always for being one of my loyal listeners. And until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.